Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. I feel like this is something we could all play along with.
Yes, play along home. Yes.
But AJ and Ashley, we're going to put you in the test.
We're in the hot seats.
You're in the study.
Okay, we're in the study.
All right, this is word association. So Dr. Tammy Nelson, sex and relation expert. Sex therapist and author, podcaster.
Yes.
She's going to give you a word, AJ, and you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
We're going to give you a set of three. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. So good to be here with you guys.
Well, over the phone, yes. We hope to see you in studio at some point.
Yes, to be nice.
In the future.
Yeah, I miss you.
Miss you.
We miss you.
I miss you more.
Shit.
All right, here we go. So how's this going to work? You give AJ three words?
I'm going to give AJ three words. And AJ, you're going to say the first three words that come to your mind without even thinking.
Okay, so you're going to give me like one word, and I say something, one word, and I say something, or you get all three, and I say so-and-so.
What did she just say?
I'm just wanting to know the rules.
Already I have thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, appreciate that.
So you're going to give him a word, and you want him to give you one word
or
three?
No. She's giving me three words. I'm saying she's doing one at a time. Where she says a word, I say my word.
God.
She says a word, I say my word.
It's one word at a time in a group of three.
That's all
Tammy,
I'm asking.
Tammy, AJ.
Hold on.
Right.
Dr. Tammy?
Want to make sure I know the rules.
Please stop talking.
I love Tammy. The fact that you're a rule follower. That says a lot already.
Okay.
That you want to do it right. You want to make everybody happy.
Right.
You want to please us. You want to get a good grade.
I don't want to get made fun of as a real reason.
Well, great start.
Yeah. Too late.
Okay. All right, here we go.
In my mind, we were coming out of the Tom Petty song.
All right, here we
and
go.
Within 15 seconds, we were going to be into this game.
Okay.
Wrong.
Stupid me. Like, I don't realize who's on the other side of the control board.
Right.
I'm like, of course it's not going to happen that way.
Like,
of course
assumption.
It's going to be 15 minutes to set this up.
Assumption? Ridiculous.
All right, so Dr. Tammy, you're going to say a word.
I'm going to say a word, and the idea was that you were going to say a word because we were playing a projection game, kind of like a
I got it.
Game.
I got it.
So the
I
first word that comes to your mind.
Right, okay.
And then I'm going to give you a thought.
That's confusion.
Let's do
sorry,
this.
Not
let's
me.
Go. Chat.
Okay. The first word is love. Go.
Sex.
Second word, sex. Go.
Messy. Oh.
The third word, marriage.
Ouch.
So it makes sense that, you know, love, sex, marriage would be a little messy. At this time in the world, everyone's love, sex, and marriage is messy. And, the you know, coming out of the pandemic and coming out of quarantine, actually the rate of satisfaction and in marriage has decreased. The rate of desire and sex has decreased. The rate of infidelity has increased. And people are not satisfied in their relationships. So we have to work twice as hard on that. So that is not surprising.
If you have to work
hard. I think
that's
across the board for everyone.
If you have to work hard, doesn't that suggest that maybe
it didn't happen?
It's not the right thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
It's not just falling easily into place. Yes.
Like we've all been in relationships where it's like, man, this just seems like a lot. It should be easy. And then when you meet someone that's easy, you're like, oh, all right, see, exactly. This is
how it's supposed
to be. I was thinking it was going to be.
Right.
Well, it's only easy, really, for the first 3 months to 27 months. And then you go into the conflict phase or the power struggle. And then it's pretty much hard for the rest of your marriage. So I think if it's hard, it's probably just an indication that you have to work at it forever, like everybody else. I think that's normal.
I wanted to turn and look at Ashley's face when she said that.
Oh, yeah.
The power struggle phase.
Just put your clothes in the hamper. That's all I need.
All the color just drained from her face.
All right.
You want to do the next three words?
Oh, there's more.
Who gets them? AJ?
Oh, yeah, there's more. I think AJ should do the next three so he doesn't get depressed.
Okay. Why should he?
What?
Wait, should he be depressed from the last round?
He seems depressed. He's like, oh, man, that's depressing. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Summertime.
Barbecue.
Ice cream truck.
Money.
Leprechaun.
Short. Well, the ice cream man came by, you needed money.
All right.
And leprechauns are short. Okay. No one says, oh my God, no. I got a tall leprechaun.
I didn't get the ice cream man thing.
Yeah.
I thought like it was a cash cow business.
I never had any money on me.
I thought AJ is going to be
AJ's side hustle.
Money.
AJ's ice cream
truck.
No,
money is that I want to buy something.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like you'd hear those bells ding 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 ding.
Oh, yeah. You had to project to get mom to dump some money out.
Right.
Yes.
That makes sense. All right. How do you do on those?
Well, it says a lot about his summer, that he really probably needed a summer job. He was a little entrepreneurial, probably leaning in his life and probably saw the value of money early on. But, maybe...
Wait, Phil's agreeing with that. I disagree.
He's obsessed with money.
No, but he doesn't know the value of it.
But he's obsessed with getting it.
But he can't manage.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes. What was it they say? Deprivation heightens motivation, leads to fixation.
There's too many Asians there.
Shut up.
I think you also need a little more magic in your life because, sometimes the ice cream truck leads to, memories that bring back, lovely feelings of childhood and freedom. And the leprechaun is a little bit more magical. So, we get a few low points on the magic scale.
Yeah. Short. Well, I said short, so my magic's been short.
Didn't say cereal. Didn't say green.
Short. They're short people. The first thing that comes to mind, leprechauns are short.
I love it.
Get it.
No, I love it. I do. I would have never thought that.
I'm going to be leprechaun with you in a second.
So after two sets of words with AJ, how's he doing?
Nuthouse.
No, I think he's relatively within the normal range of human functioning, but he's...
What a way to phrase that.
That should be a T-shirt.
AJ, within the normal range of human functioning.
I'll take it.
Are there air quotes around the
I'll
word
take
normal?
It.
All right, let's give Ashley a shot now.
All right, Ashley, you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
I'd love to.
Okay, therapy.
Yes, necessary.
One word. Yeah. One word.
Well, I don't know. AJ was talking and I couldn't hear.
Hold on. I
gotta okay, talk. You're
hold
interrupting.
On. Hold,
okay.
Hold on.
We're starting again.
Yes, we're starting again. One
All right,
word.
Ready? Go. Therapy.
Good.
Sex.
Yes.
Hungover.
Gross.
So wait a minute. Good, yes, gross.
Do I need a better word than that?
No, it's the
no
first
I'm just
word.
Wondering if those are interchangeable.
You notice how after
Did
Ashley's
I fail?
Answers, the doctor sounds amused.
Yes.
After AJ's answer, there was stunned silence.
Thank you. I'm used to that, though. I'm used to that, though. That's my whole life.
Okay, so what do we get from that?
I think Ashley is, knowing Ashley the way I do and her exuberant personality, I think she's restricting her answers because she's afraid of what I'm going to say in front of her colleagues. So I think she's answering very conservatively and in a way that she wants us to know that she's within normal range.
Wow.
We already know you're abnormal. Don't worry about it.
Ashley, do you feel like that's true?
No, not at all.
You weren't holding back at all.
No, I was trying to...
You're blocking.
Not
blocking.
Even think, really. Which is surprisingly
difficult. She was.
Just be yourself.
All right. I can do better round two.
She was trying. No, she was trying to block because she was trying to answer in multiple words, and then everyone said, no, you can't do that. So when you try to answer in multiple words with the first word, what were you going to say when it was therapy?
You said
necessary and then something else.
Said yes and necessary.
Yeah.
Yes and necessary. And multiple words for sex would have been what?
Yes, please.
Okay. I went, oh, God.
All right, I can do better
Ashley,
round
can
two.
Can you use three? Yes, pretty please.
Yes, please now.
And the hungover in multiple words would have been what?
Horrible.
Horrible.
Yes, yeah, three words for Ashley.
Yeah, Monday morning.
Horrible, yes. Okay, wait. No, I'm determined okay. I can do better. I can do better.
Oh, you did great. You did great.
Okay.
Okay, so next three words. Ready? Okay, coworkers.
Fun.
Fun. Oh, okay. Radio.
Wait. Why do you sound like you're surprised by her saying fun? Why?
Yeah, you're leading the witness.
Why?
You're leading the witness.
Like, oh, really? Fun. Wow. I'm surprised by this.
But she can't say a-hole on the air.
Oh, I want that. It felt like when we turn these mics off, grab that audio, please. It's like coworkers, fun. Wow.
That's what you're going with, okay?
Okay. Dr. Tammy wanted to say, back to my original point where she's just coming up with things that sound good for her coworkers.
Yep.
Yes. Exactly. Right.
Next word.
I'm sorry. Next word, radio.
Career.
And retirement.
Now?
That's a good question. Okay.
Said it with a question mark.
That was a good answer.
Well, everybody wants to retire as soon as possible, right?
Well, it is. Now.
Not everyone.
It is weird that people, that word, I've heard that word more in the last year, and not because of Brady, but then I've heard my whole life.
Yeah.
People are like, yeah.
True, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear how Chaz answered that versus Ashley versus Phil versus AJ.
Mm. Well, I can't wait.
See, I'm not good at word association because you want an answer immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like to ponder things.
He does think quite a bit. Yeah, I don't think at all.
Yeah, too much.
Yep.
Too much and too little.
Sometimes you see smoke like they're out there in Pope.
Should be our morning show, too much and too little.
Thank you.
Yeah, too much thinking and
none at all.
Yeah. So if I said a word and the first person to answer it and would be who do you think?
AJ.
Of what?
AJ's very fast.
Yeah, well.
So if I said... foot massage. First word that comes to your mind.
Take it. That's two words, sorry.
Take it where?
That was almost a command.
Take it.
If I said bedroom, first word that comes to your mind.
Sex.
Clean. Yeah, like bedroom needs cleaning.
It needs cleaning,
yes.
Your bedroom needs cleaning?
Yeah. Could use a little touch-up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, could use touch-up. Shut up.
Does that need...
I'm gonna click your head in a second. Good.
All right, go ahead.
Yes.
We
got to keep on rolling.
Yeah, go ahead.
Scientific.
All right, mother.
Oh, I can't say the word.
Effort.
Food, dinner.
Flowers. Ashley,
dinner.
Oh, flowers. See, Ashley is so sweet with her answers and so,
oh, trust
like,
me,
like,
BS.
Thank you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's sweet and a little BS.
That's a huge serving. I said dinner. Mom, make dinner.
Flowers. Mother's Day is coming up.
Hmm?
And Chaz I want one like for Dad, did you think we're...
Chaz is still contemplating. He's like, I don't know.
You never answered the first one.
Was I supposed to be? I thought it was AJ and Ashley.
I was just wondering. You're like still thinking.
All of us.
Still thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering who was going to come up with a word first.
Oh.
Who was going to shout it out, if anyone. I can see Phil in the background raising his hand. Wait. I have one. Okay, I'm going to give you one more and see who comes up with the first word. Lollipop.
Suck it.
Childhood. Okay.
Now, who's that directed at? Is there a visual image?
No.
That would be the next level of this.
Nope.
And what did you see when you said suck it?
That was a Tootsie Pop.
Sounded like road rage.
A dum-dum.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, one last one. Best friend.
Money. Forever.
That was the longest pause. Between.
Ooh, I heard Ashley say forever.
Yep. Mm.
A BFF.
BFFs.
Yeah.
I say money, because usually your best friend borrows money or you borrow from him.
Are you busy?
Am I busy?
Yeah. Has it been busy head docs?
It's so busy since the pandemic that, you know, I hit like a burnout. Like by this past summer, I was so burnt out.
Yeah.
Because it's so busy and all my sessions are online on Zoom, and you can only be on Zoom like up to 10 hours a day for so long without
the
like hitting a wall.
The hardest part about your job, I think, is you'll go from one session where you have a person with a real set of problems,
yeah,
and then you get to the next person. It's like, wow,
no,
you know, you want to say, you know, I should conference you in with the last person because they had real problems. Now pull yourself together and get out of here.
The hardest person is saying, are you nuts? Are you nuts?
No, but you have to listen, too. Like, a lot of times Jennifer's talking to me. I'm like, can you repeat the last, like, minute of what you just said? Because right. I was not paying attention.
Say, oh, you're talking.
Yeah. One quick piece of advice to anyone you think is, like, overly stressed just because we've come out of one crisis into another and it just feels like it's not ending. What advice would you give it? Then we got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% this self-care and whatever that means, whether that means, you know, getting a foot massage, going to the ice cream truck, hanging out with your best friend.
Doing whatever like, you do to a lollipop.
Right. Exactly.
Do more than you think that you should.
That's great advice.
And that doesn't mean self-indulgence. I mean, I really mean, like, take care of yourself. Get off Zoom. Do extra.
Put your phone down.
Put your phone down. Do it now. It's on you. Down.
That's good. All right, we're going to get you back when we have a little bit more time, but I enjoyed this extremely, and thank you for coming on. We're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website. Dr. Tammy Nelson, thank you. Jonathan Carbuti, Carbuti & Company Realtors. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. Would you be willing to take some calls from the tribe?
I don't know
if they have any. We'll see. So if you're out there and you're driving around, you're like, man, I would love to talk to a really good, like the best real estate agent.
The best, yes.
Even if you're working with another agent, you can call in. Or if you're just curious.
Yeah.
Like me.
How would I do?
I'm very curious about real estate.
Yeah.
I love the subject. And it's very hot. And are there any signs of it slowing down?
You know, not with our experience lately. It's you know, you guys ask a lot of questions. Is it a good time to sell? Is it a good time to buy? I think the answer to both of those questions is a definitive yes. So we talk about how hot the market is to sell. Yes, we put a property on the market a couple days ago up in Bloomfield, small two-bedroom ranch. It went $36,000 over asking price. Everybody looks at, they're just $36,000 over asking price, but for $236,000. So it was listed at $199,900, went for $236,000, 10 offers on that property. We're all talking about the $36,000 over. The seller got $36,000 more, which is great, but we're not talking about the affordability because the buyers were putting about $30,000 down, first time home buyers. And their principal and interest on that loan, the monthly principal and interest is $925 a month. You couldn't even rent something for that.
Right.
Right.
It's true. So we're not talking about the affordability as well.
Gotcha. Buying is a very difficult thing now. I was just talking to my friend whose daughter put an offer in on a house.
Okay.
In Woodbury.
Ooh.
And they, without a blink, they just came in over full price. And it turns out there were three other offers over full price.
Wow.
I mean, what do you do in this scenario?
You know, I think it comes down to having the right agent with the experience. And, you know, it's more than just price with some of these sellers. Some of these sellers are worried about where they're going to go, right? Can you be flexible on the closing date? are you having home inspections or putting an as-is rider or addendum in there, or putting inspection for information purposes only, right? There's so many different ways to structure that offer.
Okay, you just said something really that I keyed in on here, and very interesting, because people say, well, yeah, it's a great time to sell my house, but where am I going to go?
Yeah.
Now, you just said something interesting. You can write, like, if you're a seller, you could say whatever you want to say. You could say, because you're in the driver's seat, you could say, contingent upon me finding suitable housing, contingent upon me whatever.
Yeah.
You're not going to be left out in the street.
No, you're not going to be left homeless. Yeah. The buyers are extremely flexible, and they will work with the sellers right now.
Let me take a call from Jay. Jay and Clinton.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, everybody?
Hey, morning. Good morning.
I just had a quick question. So me and my wife, we've been renting for the past few years. We've been looking into buying a house. I know the market's just crazy right now, so maybe we were thinking about waiting another year. Do you see it getting any better maybe next year?
That's the magic market question.
You know, that's a great question. You know, I have buyers that were trying to time the market, and they were looking for the last 3 years, and they were waiting and waiting and waiting, and now they're kicking themselves, and they're saying, you know what, I should have bought 3 years ago, right? So I think it's very difficult to time the market. I think it really comes down to whether this is the right time for you to buy. And I think it also comes down to taking a look at what your housing cost would be, right? Is it more affordable for you to buy something than to rent? I mean, I know what my own opinion is. I mean, I think everybody should be buying right now because, I mean, you know, when you're renting, you're really just throwing that money
interest
away.
Rates are low.
And you're not gaining equity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay,
I mean,
can I ask you what you're paying per month?
What, for rent right now?
Yeah.
$15,500 with nothing included.
Wow.
And Jonathan, what was that house in Brookfield for $236? What was that, $900 a month?
Yeah, I mean they were putting about $30,000 down. But I mean, if you went 5% down on a 236 mortgage, I mean, with your principal and interest with mortgage insurance, you're looking at about $1,100 a month.
So it'd be less than what you're paying.
And the taxes on this property are another, what, $330 plus? And you're looking at $1,500 a month with monthly taxes, principal and interest, and property insurance.
So you pay what you're paying now.
But is that greatly, is that influenced by how much you put down, though? Like, is that going to change it dramatically, right? Like, if you put $5,000 down or, you know?
I always think it's better to put more down, do a 15-year mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you should definitely talk to one of our lender partners, or talk to our a mortgage professional. I mean, they'll tell you exactly what you qualify for and what you could afford. I mean, you might be pleasantly surprised. I mean, at the end of the day, too, I've got people that I have a seller right now that I sold them a house a year and a half ago. They're actually moving down to Florida. They've got it's worth about $65,000 more than what we sold it to them a year and a half ago alone, right? I would argue that if they were renting, right, they wouldn't have that $65,000 in equity. So when you're renting, you're not gaining that equity.
Jonathan, what Jay is saying, everybody is feeling like, man, I don't want to buy now. Then the market goes down.
Yeah,
and,
scary.
And then I'm, you know,
stuck.
Right. If you're going to live in the place for 10 years, I mean, market patterns are typically, you know, if there's a dip, you'll be back.
You'll bounce.
You know, you'll be fine.
Another thing is having that, you know, we don't really have that much money to put down on a house right now. You know, I mean, times are tough. I know for us, for everybody, it's
closing costs.
Yeah. I mean, I know a couple of buddies I work with just got a house. He just got approved for a house with nothing down, with like 0% or zero down payment. But another buddy I have was saying that he's going to end up paying two loans now. He's going to pay the loan for that, the down payment, as well as his, you know, house loan.
Right.
Is that true?
Well, I don't know if that's a question for Jonathan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure necessarily what type of loan he went for. It sounds to me like he might have gone for a CHAFA loan, which has they have a down payment assistance program. So, yeah, technically it's 3.5% down
you have to come up with a 3.5% down, but you could finance that down payment. So basically, it's just a no money down loan. It's 100% financing. We have lenders. We have lenders that do CHAFA financing, but you know there are so many great first-time homebuyer loans out there. There's CHAFA, there's FHA, there's VA for veterans. That is a no-money-down, 100% financing loan. We just one of my team members just sold a home in Berlin, Connecticut, to a veteran, first-time homebuyer, got it under contract, built in all the closing costs. So again, you know, I think the best option is just to talk to a lender. And again, most people are pleasantly surprised at what they qualify for.
Hey, Jay, thanks for checking.
You can build in.
Jay, thanks.
Yeah. Thank
I got a couple other calls behind you here. Sorry to cut you short. Jonathan Carbeauty is on, Carbeauty and Company Realtors. Mike in West Haven has a great question.
Okay.
I love this question. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my mom wants to sell her house. She's already put on a new roof, new furnace, new water heater, but she wants to spend about $8,000 more. Now, should she either repair her driveway or rebuild the bathrooms or the kitchen?
Okay, so your question is, what's the best thing to do before you sell the house?
Yeah.
All right, great question.
Jonathan, can I answer this?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to tell you why I can answer this is because I sold a project house using Carbeauty.
Okay.
And when Peter and Jonathan rolled down the driveway, I said, hey, the roof. I said, hey, over here.
Yeah.
Did you see this over here?
Yeah.
Did you see this over here? They said, don't do anything.
Don't do anything.
Don't do anything.
Okay. I can do that.
No. So what they did was they walked through the house and they said they had the stager come through.
Yeah.
So clean up these wires over here.
Okay.
Can you straighten this up over here? Can you get this furniture out of here? Can we bring some furniture in to brighten it up?
Nice.
In other words, what you have right now.
Can I keep the furniture?
You don't know what a person's going to want to do. And I thought, this is the best advice I ever got. I sold a house in Bethlehem. I redid all this stuff. They came in. They redid the whole house.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hate when they do that.
So I spent all that money for nothing. Yeah. They would have taken the house before I put the money. Don't do anything, Mike. Leave it. Put it on. Call Jonathan in about 10 minutes when he's off. Call his office. They'll come out. They'll tell you what they think your mother will
I got the same thing. I got a brand new roof, got a brand new chimney, and a brand new furnace.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything.
Some things you need.
It is great advice from Chaz, and Chaz knows from personal experience. Don't do a thing until we come out and take a look. We're going to take a walkthrough. We're going to get the buyer experience for ourselves. We do have a professional home stager that works with us, and she will tell you exactly what to do and what not to do and what will add value and what won't.
If the roof is so bad, the bank will look at it and say, what the hell?
Yeah, sound the full
then
through.
Jonathan or whoever will tell you, you may want to get the roof done.
Right.
But really, people have their own vision of what they're going to do to the house. They're going to blow walls out. They're going to make this bigger. Everyone has different needs. Like AJ's house.
Most of my house is on my street.
Wrecking ball.
They just took them out.
Yeah.
Before this market, it did feel like it was always sort of a discussion like, hey, you know, I'd buy it, but you got to fix the roof first or you got to redo this. Now people just want the property.
Yeah.
Yep. That I got.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Jonathan.
Oh, man. Great question. Josh in East Windsor, you're the last one in. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Good, thanks.
So the property that Jonathan Carbeauty was talking about in Bloomfield, I'm the one buying it with my girlfriend.
Congratulations.
Right. Look at you.
Oh, wow.
Look at you.
Thank you. So our budget was actually around $300, but we went with a cheaper property because we're going to – I do home remodeling personally, so we're going to add a bunch of stuff to it. I mean, it has one bathroom right now, so we're looking to maybe add another bathroom onto it and, you know, expand it even more. So.
Yeah, good idea.
You have one bathroom, John, and you, Josh, and you ever want to
stuff cabbage night, you'll appreciate it. Yes.
You're going to need to.
Yes. One far away.
Exactly. So it just seems like a good idea right now. I mean, even though we put in $36,000 over the asking price, I mean, the housing market is just so crazy right now. It's just, we're thinking we can, you know, if anything, break even on it. I mean, we really only plan on living there for a few years, maybe 5 years at the most. So, it just seems like a good idea right now instead of renting what that other guy was saying, you know, and you'd be surprised at how much, you know, what you can afford right now, even though it's crazy.
You did a great job.
Yep.
You did a great job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations on getting the winning offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
That was
I mean, I'm not surprised that there was 10 offers on it. I mean, I went to the open house on Saturday and there was quite a few people there. So, yeah, it's not surprising.
Can I tell you, that was another thing with Carr Beauty and Company Realtors. They wanted to do so much stuff right away.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I don't want an open house. Everyone in the neighborhood's going to want to just, like, look at the house.
It's
I thought, you know, the nosy people. And he's like, well, we're going to do mailers. We're going to mail in the neighborhood. I'm like, ah, I don't want to. These are things usually you have to pull teeth to get. They were giving it to me as they rolled down the driveway.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We didn't need it, but they were ready to do it. Josh, congratulations. Yeah. We got to go. Thank you, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Jonathan, this career night next Thursday.
Next Thursday, we are running our next career night in our Brantford office. Thursday, the 24th at 6 p.m. in the evening, myself, our leadership team is going to be down there. We're going to talk about everything that you need to know about getting into the business and a career in real estate.
You know, can I
you can go
something?
To meetcarbeauty.com. Yes.
Meetcarbeauty.com. Jonathan's twin brother, Peter.
Yes.
You know, if you don't know them, they look exactly alike.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
I think you should do something where you're wearing one color suit and Peter's wearing another color suit. And then you come out and thank you, everyone, for coming. All right. Hold on. I'm going to be right back. Let me get my laptop. And you walk in and then Peter comes out in a different color suit. And then you just start and Peter starts doing a presentation. And just see if anyone picks up on it.
Right. Wait, weren't you just wearing
Chaz, I've been trying to get Peter to wear a suit for the last 4 years. You know.
It ain't happening.
I don't know if it's going to go with the goatee, but you know what? Yeah. His style works for him.
That's right.
We are so different, too. It's funny.
Yeah. Now, you guys compliment each other. All right, Jonathan, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Johnny Russo, Godfather actor on. 50th anniversary of The Godfather.
Yeah. 50 years, wow.
50 years.
Remember when it first came out? Like, they were so excited.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it in the theater.
I was 10.
Yeah.
Like, you just gave up your age.
Thank you.
Yeah. I saw it 2 years ago for the first time, I think.
Really?
Yeah. With my dad. Yep.
Jennifer saw it for the first time after we started dating.
Wow.
What did you think about that?
Godfather?
Seriously.
It's long.
So we had a marathon. We saw one and two together.
Yeah.
That's wild.
No one watches three.
I told her you don't need to see three.
You didn't want to. Yeah, no. Never happened.
Oh, no. Three. Now you can skip three.
Right. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It was funny because Pacino, when he was in Sicily, I happened to be there. I go there every once in a while with my boat. And they were shooting, and I knew they were been there. We were going to be around there, but I bunked into him, and he was miserable, man.
Oh, really?
He wanted out. When everybody was getting, like, Winona Ryder got out, a couple of people got out, and then they wouldn't pay Robert Duvall the same money they gave Diane Keaton. So he got out, and they put George Hamilton in. The thing was falling apart in front of him.
Tanning boy, no.
That's, you know, when George Hamilton is in, it's like, oh, man.
They were going to sue him.
Because they had him under contract, you know, as long as they make them, he would be Michael. And he wanted out, and they said, we'd sue you. And he couldn't. I mean, there was no way. They would have destroyed him.
George Hamilton. That's a sign that we got a bad thing going.
The guy who played Evel Knievel in the movie.
Well, that was like a joke. Like, yeah. Hello.
Look how tan he is, though.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you were filming that street scene when you were getting your ass kicked by Sonny, like, right. How do they have to shut that whole street down? They have to make it look authentic to the time period, you know?
They did that for blocks. Like that, they weren't allowed to shoot on Mulberry Street. Carlo Gambino wouldn't give any. He said, "I don't care what kind of deal you made, Joe Colombo. You're not coming on my block." So they shot that all on Mott Street. But what we didn't realize, and most lay people didn't know, every person on that street had to pull their air conditioner in. There was no air conditioning.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And they had to pay all these people. I mean, to close down two or three blocks to get those long shots and put cars in there. And I mean,
no CGI.
Yep.
All real cars.
Yep.
They have to be super authentic.
Yep.
And no one can look out a window.
Nope.
The windows can't be closed. The curtains have to be it's daunting.
It's undertaking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. So that's one of the reasons why I have to watch a movie like 30 times, because when it's a period piece, I look at the, like, what did they miss?
Yeah.
Or how did they achieve this?
There's a Schwinn bicycle over there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that a Gatorade?
Right.
Gianni, you know what would be a great DVD set is the funny outtakes, because there has to be some funny Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
I think every movie should do this.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the horror movie, bloopers.
Yeah. The making of, yeah.
There has to be, like, you know, the cannoli in the car, like they dropped the box of cannoli.
Yeah, yeah. You come to me on the flat line.
And especially in that film, there's so many things that were going on.
Is there any that you remember?
Well, during the wedding, I made a lot of money on one thing that I saw that was going on. And because, you know, we had 700 people at my wedding for 5 days straight. And the unions, they had, you know, there was no
beverages. The opening scene
in
the movie is it starts at the wedding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. And so now it's in the summer, it's hot. And so I made a sneak call to the union saying there's no beverage. They're supposed to have refreshments for us.
Yeah.
So now I went down to the community college. I did a lot of favors for everybody in the production. I knew everything that was going on. I went to Staten Island Community College, the drama class, got them all to work for nothing just to be on the set.
Wow.
Nice closed set.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Some of those people are still bragging
Chef
about it.
Oh, yeah. I would be.
And then I bought Shafter soda. I don't know if it's even made anymore.
Shafter,
I was buying it for $7 a case and selling it back to Paramount, served for $20 a case. So now when they say roll them, no, but it was so funny. When they say roll them, they got to pick up all those cans.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because how are you going to have them on the table? They didn't have canned soda.
Especially Shasta.
In the 40s.
Maybe
Coca-Cola. I made so much money on that. And a lot of times, like you pointed out, they caught it and there were scenes. There was a Shasta can stand. They couldn't get them all out.
Oops.
The people, one person moved and you saw it.
Right.
And there was a lot of scenes they had to really adjust the editing because of those cans being visible in the scene.
Yeah, Brando walks away, kicks a can accidentally. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's craziness.
What was Brando like on the set? Was he one of those?
I couldn't believe how nice he was to me after we had our first little meeting together when he wanted to get me fired. But after that, I mean, I can't believe grown people mooning people. I mean, Brando, they had a contest. Jimmy Pacino didn't get involved. Jimmy Caan, Bob Duvall, and somebody else, and him, whoever, the best mooner, they were going to get whatever prize they wanted. And they were mooning, I mean, 750 people. Brando drops his pants. I mean, talk about an ugly ass, man.
And big.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Like the actual moon.
And all those kids standing there, I'm saying to myself, if I win, but that was my kid, I'd go smack him. Was he crazy?
So how did they win? Was it crowd reaction?
No, it was like the most surprise. Like we would come in from New York and ride down Park Avenue. Anybody that's familiar with Park Avenue, every time you hit a red light, you know. So we hit a red light, and I was picking up Brando every morning because I had a Chinese chick and a 65 Bentley at the time.
Nice.
And they were picking up in station wagons, and he saw my car, and he said, well, pick me up. I said, sure, why wouldn't I pick him up? Hello. And we're at a red light, and next thing you know, Robert Duvall has his ass hanging out a window at us at the next red light. I mean, it's crazy.
And you return fire? This is where Great Poupon came from.
I'll one up your Duval ass with a Brando ass.
Exactly. I got stuck in the window, too.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
So great to hear your voice again.
Yeah,
and
man.
We're so happy that your book is now options
it's still
for
selling.
A movie.
You're doing good, man.
Still selling.
You're doing good.
We're linked
thank
up.
Thank you for it all. Thank you for your support. You've all been great to me, man.
Always. We're linked up to
you.
All things Gianni Russo on the radio station website. We need to talk to you real soon. And then now that everything's getting back to normal, we need to have you in studio.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make some sauce. Got to meet. Some meatballs.
Oh, I'd love to
wine,
come up.
Cheese.
We'll do it on a Friday, and then we'll go Saturday to North End to have lunch.
Okay.
Love it. Love it.
Sounds good.
Local snowmobiler had a horrible accident and needs our help now.
Okay.
Matt Roberts is on, and he wants to tell us about his buddy, Bubba. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Thank you. Well, he was riding a snowmobile up in Vermont on the power lines, and he went around a corner, went a little wide, hit a couple bumps, got thrown off, and had a sudden stop. And unfortunately, broke a ton of bones.
This is horrible. Now, this is a friend of my cousin's.
Okay.
Normally I'll get emails from strangers and we talk about it. This is a little bit personal for me.
Yeah, of course.
So this is a guy who was in Vermont with my cousin. They weren't riding that particular moment, but they were going to meet up later.
Yeah.
This guy goes off, Bubba, and I got to tell you about Bubba in a second, but we'll go through this. So yes, this accident, and he goes off the trail, like Matt said, hits the ground, and can't get up.
Oh no.
Man.
So he's awake, but he can't move his arms, can't move his leg, or he can move his arms, can't move anything else below his arms.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a typical thing for snowmobilers to drive down a trail at your own speed, and then you wait at the intersection for whoever you're riding with to catch up.
Yeah.
So Bubba's buddy gets to the intersection, waiting. No Bubba, turns around, goes back.
Thank God.
Sees Bubba face down in this, like, culvert where there's water and stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And a couple of other snowmobiles stopped. There was an EMT on one of the snowmobiles.
Thank God. Wow.
He takes complete control of the scene. They call for, you know, rescue or whatever. They can't get a helicopter in there because of snow squalls.
Mm.
So they have to send an ATV stretcher type thing out.
Okay.
It took 2 hours to get him
poor guy
out of there.
Yeah. It's a long time.
And then, you know, the first place they bring it is to, you know, whatever, like walk-in. And the walk-in's like, okay, he's stable and there's nothing we could do for him.
Yeah.
So then they bring him to, where did they bring him, Matt?
They brought him down to Dartmouth in New Hampshire.
Okay. And he did not get good news there. So we're all very, very hopeful that he's going to have a great recovery.
Yeah.
But the doctors say, not going to walk again.
Oh, man.
So I don't like it when doctors say that so early.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know a lot more than me.
Yeah, but you want to hold out hope.
How many miracle stories have you heard?
Yeah,
right.
Plenty. Could be another one.
Well, we need a big one here, so.
Yeah. Yeah. This tell us a little bit about Bubba, because this is not just, I know we all hear it when somebody needs help. Oh, such a nice guy, this and that.
Yeah.
This is, as I was hearing this story about him and
the real deal,
what kind of guy he is, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy, you know, if you're doing something, you pick the phone up, say, hey, Bubba, I need help today. He'll drop whatever he's doing and come right over and give you a hand. And he's just a great guy, awesome to hang out with, makes friends everywhere he goes. It's unbelievable. I wish I can, you know, meet people like that and get along with everybody. It'd be great.
Yeah.
But everybody he meets likes him. It's unbelievable.
So this is a guy who I heard, Matt, I don't know if this is true. He's laid off as a tool and die maker because they can't get the materials now because of COVID or whatever.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. They just can't get the product in.
Okay, so he's laid off.
Yeah.
He's been helping his mother, who has, is it Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's and dementia. Alzheimer's.
Oh, and dementia.
Yep.
All right, so he's been helping with this. He's laid off.
And taking
helping
care of his her, mother. Yeah.
And his brother, I think, lives in Pennsylvania, has MS.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. His brother stays with me when he comes up. So, you know, we were together last night, and just the stress on him is his MS is kicking right now, like unbelievable, just from all the stress he's going through.
As Bubba,
it's sad to see.
As Bubba was waiting for the medical crew to arrive, and he's just laying down with a snowmobile gear on. He just kept saying, "Take care of my dog."
No, stop.
Take care of my dog. This is every part of the story I heard was like, this just keeps getting worse.
Heart-wrenching. Oh, man. Yeah.
Heart-wrenching.
It really is.
Ugh.
Well, the sad thing is, you know, is we got a phone call yesterday that his mother took a fall in the house, and she's now in the hospital with, I guess she was dehydrated and everything. So it's just such a compounding
problem
for this poor family.
Yeah. So we typically don't post GoFundMe pages because every day there's a new one, and we can't say no to some. And yes, this one I heard this time.
We got to.
We're going
to
talk about it. So we're going to link it up. Mm-hmm. We'll put it on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, and Ashley will put it where she puts it. And,
sure.
My cousin's wife teamed up with somebody, and they put this GoFundMe page together. Bubba's not someone who would say, yes, make me a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
This is like, sorry, Bubba, we're doing this for you.
Yeah.
And I think so far, as of yesterday, it was around 32,000.
Yes, around 32,000, correct.
Okay. And you know, in the medical world, that's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. That's one day's visit.
Yeah.
Yep.
1 hour's visit.
Seriously.
It's a couple Jell-Os. Yeah.
It's not a lot.
Aspirin,
And so this family can use some help. And if you've been blessed and you could help, great. And you know how these things go.
Yeah.
$5.
It all adds up.
It does. It really does.
Whatever
exactly the way
exactly,
to look
we
at
can.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, how long have you been friends with Bubba?
We've been hanging around for probably 40 years.
Wow.
And it's not that just Bubba and I hang out. You know, our brothers all hang out together. It's just everybody.
It's family.
Helps each other. It's family. It's like I started snowmobiling with his brother Ned back in the 90s. Then Ned moved away to Pennsylvania. Then Bubba and I started snowmobiling together. And it's just been a great time.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry for this occurrence with Bubba, and you're a good friend. I know you didn't want to come on the radio, and we, you know, Steve
it's
and
all
I
right.
kind of twisted your arm a little bit.
Yeah.
we just thought that you would do a better job with this than anybody else.
Yeah, it's true.
And, boy, this is...
And hopeful for his recovery.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers.
He's doing well.
Good.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Good.
Yeah.
He's strong. He's there. He's pulling every day. He's getting a little bit better every day.
Yeah.
And doesn't he have something to do with race cars?
Ooh.
Yeah, we do some endurance racing together. We got four childhood friends. We enter some 8 and 12-hour races where we change drivers and all that. And he was the team. We call him the trailer guy. He always cleaned up the trailer, put the stuff away. He drove and the car with the rest of us. It's just a nice, tight group of friends.
He graduated from Naugatuck High School. And I know, AJ, Naugatuck has kind of adopted you.
Yeah. Yeah, they really have, so. Naugatuck people, help out of here.
Yeah, all right, Naugatuck. Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm going to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to link up to help support Bubba's recovery GoFundMe page on the radio station website, the Chaz and AJ website, Facebook page. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Keep us posted.
Thank you. Definitely will.
Thank you.
Will do.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.